With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Utah man charged with killing activist Charlie Kirk returned to court yesterday as his attorney sought to disqualify prosecutors because the daughter of a deputy county attorney involved in the case attended the rally where Kirk was shot. Utah County Prosecutor Ryan McBride says Tyler Robinson's defense is arguing a conflict of interest, a delay tactic to shop for a more lenient prosecution.
The idea that the case would be referred, that alleging a conflict would cause a special prosecutor to be appointed, that really assumes that there is a conflict. And until that conflict has been established, there is no duty for the case to be referred to another jurisdiction or another special prosecutor to handle.
Prosecutors have said they intend to seek the death penalty against Tyler Robinson for aggravated murder. Striking New York nurses have resumed contract talks with one of the city's major hospital systems.
The New York State Nurses Association says its bargaining team has begun meeting with negotiators at three Mount Sinai hospitals. The union met Thursday night with administrators at New York Presbyterian, but both sides say little progress was made. Talks have not resumed with Montefiore, the third major hospital system impacted. Each hospital is negotiating with the union separately. About 15,000 nurses walked off the job Monday. The affected hospitals have hired thousands of temporary nurses and say their operations have been running smoothly. I'm Mike Hempen.
A judge has ruled federal officers and Minneapolis area immigration operation can't detain or tear gas peaceful protesters who aren't obstructing authorities, including when those people are observing the agents. U.S. District Judge Kate Menendez ruled yesterday in a case filed in December on behalf of six Minnesota activists. Government attorneys have argued the officers have been acting within their legal authority. This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports that Americans don't have a whole lot of confidence in their clergy.
According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, only 57% of adults believe that the country's religious leaders will act in the best interest of the public. That's down from 63% 5 years ago. By contrast, 75% of Americans think the military will act in the best interest of the public, 77% feel the same about scientists, and 70% believe this about the police. At the bottom of the charts, elected officials. Just 27% think they'll do any good. Michael Harrington reporting.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says he's blocking Louisiana's attempt to extradite a doctor in the Golden State accused of mailing abortion pills. The Democratic governor's announcement comes after Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry, a Republican, said he sent the extradition paperwork. Louisiana has some of the strongest pro-life laws in the country. This is SRN News. Stocks edge a little lower on Wall Street to end the trading week yesterday.
As the first week of corporate earnings season closes out, the S&P 500 slipped 0.1% Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 83 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.1%. Gains for several big tech companies helped offset losses elsewhere in the market. Chip company Micron Technology rose almost 8%. Several regional banks reported their latest results. Pittsburgh's PNC Financial jumped 3.8% after beating Wall Street's fourth quarter targets. Seth Sutel, New York.
Tens of thousands of Cubans have gathered in Havana to protest the killing of 32 Cuban officers in Venezuela. The demonstration took place yesterday at the Jose Marti Anti-Imperialist Plaza, just across from the U.S. Embassy. The crowd demanded the release of former Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.